Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Pedjanovic. It was before 11. I'm like, wait, is this our turn to go? I wasn't quite sure. We're still up and running, I think, here on Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. Another hour to go. We started diving into the teaser angles for Week 15 in the National Football League. And I keep promising live dogs. We haven't gotten there. Sam, as I go over the list, I was unsure, okay, when I started looking at these games a little bit more, there are so many big spreads that maybe it would be a short list of live dogs. And then after looking at it a little closer and the numbers, you know, fairly early in the week, my first reaction was, oh no, I think there's a handful of games, even though much of the story this year has been the big favorites winning. You'll get like one big upset a week. And for the most part, we don't have these weeks where it's a crazy amount of upsets in years past. Like people that used to do these underdog parlays all the time, you don't hear them talking about them anymore because they don't hit. They're very difficult. Sometimes you won't even get two or three underdogs winning in a week. Like we've seen times where that happens. But with the numbers this week, even though there are a number of large point spreads, I still found quite a number of dogs where I could see being live this weekend. How about you? Is it a short list or maybe a little bit longer than you expected?
Given the fact that Cleveland has what could derail Chicago in terms of defensive pressure in the pocket, horrible weather, wind, snow, off the lake, and now the Bears are a 7.5, 8-point favorite. It's one-way action for me on this one, man. It's Cleveland or pass. I'm sorry. It just is.
Yeah, you notice we didn't mention them in teasers. And that is at a number, at a total, that checks boxes. It's a low total. It's going through 7, 6, 3. Like normally that's a spot where, okay, that's an advantage teaser, if you want to put it that way. And neither of us brought them up at all. I'm not telling you Chicago's going to lose, but I have no interest in putting Chicago in a teaser, even though that is typically a number just going through it in bad weather too, where, oh man, that makes a lot of sense because that means you definitely think the Bears are winning the game. And we know the Browns, they can play some defense. And then I know it was the Titans, but all of a sudden Shador put up crazy numbers and that Bears defense is not great. So I think that might scare people off a little bit.
Thong, 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 thong.
Dude, he definitely had a thong on.
I know.
Gold.
Gold thong. I like my quarterbacks to wear gold thongs. Give me the points. You also have to consider Chicago has been playing so many high leverage games and they've gotten so many breaks to go their way. When they finally don't get the breaks, and they did not against Green Bay, although they were close, you know, Caleb gets them down the field and then throws the pick in the end zone. That's a deflating loss. And it's not as easy as people think to just get back up and go to work on a team that you should beat. There's a letdown factor in this game. And, you know, anything north of seven, I would consider. South Point has an eight. So they've been laying it with Chris Andrews, our friend, tip of the strip. I'm on the dog. I didn't bet it yet, but I will.
The games that are two and a half, that's easy. We'll talk about those coming up. But of the double-digit spreads, I'll even throw in Houston. That number's 9.5. Of these double-digit spreads and Houston, just somewhere around there, are any of them live? Any of them? Because I wrote down one that I could see. I don't know if I'll have the guts to make the play on the dog to win, but there's one that I could see.
Did you write down the Chargers or the Lions?
The game you mentioned for the teaser.
Vegas?
What about the Raiders? If I'm picking one of those massive favorites to lose, why are the Eagles going to get it figured out? We keep saying that. We've been saying that about the Eagles all year. If you go back to the conversation, I know they've been winning games for the most part, but go back to the conversation from the very beginning. It has been a problem. The offense has been a problem. When the quarterback is the problem and you're laying double digits, this could linger and you're on a short week too. All the issues going on with that team. No, like that would be the one where I'm like, I know, I get it, like Jacksonville. But I would look at Philly with the way that Hurts is playing, man. It is not good.
Is 3.5 a live dog? Probably not, sure. Right? Because it's a coin flip game. Oh, okay.
You're past a field goal.
I like Miami Monday. And that's not just because I had my buddy who's very good tell me, hey, I just bet Miami to make the playoffs at 100-1. That might have something to do with it. But I do like Miami. I think they're very live to win that game Monday night at Pittsburgh. You know, you make Aaron Rodgers a favorite. There's just a lot to like there going the other way. And you always pay that Tomlin tax, of course, because, you know, when Tomlin's hovering around 500, they tend to take care of business. I'd go Miami, but I think my favorite live dog of a very small list of live dogs would be Cleveland +7.5.
Yep, that's a good one. You know what the narrative is going to be until we get to Monday night. It's going to be in the 20s in Pittsburgh, Tua, 40 degrees or colder. Even though it was the Jets, a lot of quarterback problems there. He just beat the Jets and it wasn't warm, right? It was fairly cold. It just wasn't 40 or colder. It was very close. But he's never won a game 40 degrees or colder. So I think it's going to be – I don't think the number is going to stick where we are because the narrative is going to get so out of control with Tua in the cold. And that's going to be interesting to see where that number closes.
Do you think the Steelers will be in the room? I do.
Yeah, I do. Especially once with the Tua stuff, people start talking about that stat. Like, oh, he's hot, but never wins in the cold. Yeah, I think that's going to happen, especially after what we just saw last week. And Rodgers has a good game, and they'll think, oh, he can do that again. Nah, I don't think so. Tomorrow, should this be 4.5? Bucks hosting the Falcons. Listen, I'm not one to line up and bet the Falcons. It's very difficult to do. But I just look at this game and I don't think that Tampa Bay, the way that they've played for like going on 2 months now, that they should be laying 4.5 here.
I hate this game. Absolutely despise it. But the money's coming in on the dog. Open 5.5 and now we're 4.5 and 4. There's a 4 at Chris. There's a 4 at Bet Online. So the dog is taking bets for sure. I understand it. I faded the bartender last week who went 1-1. He had Chicago. That did not cover, barely. And then he also had Seattle. So I was like, well, I could mess around and take a little Atlanta. And it was close, wasn't it? 7-7 at one point?
6-6.
And you're like?
6 okay. At halftime?
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then it wasn't close. And you're like, damn, Atlanta stinks. That's the problem. You're betting on a very, very immobile, washed quarterback. And you're not getting a big number. 4.5 is not a big number. 4 is not a big number in the NFL.
There's another 4.5 out there. Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
Why are they getting 4.5 against the Chiefs?
Loves L.A. here. He said that yesterday on our show.
Yep. Yeah, that makes sense to me. I just don't know how you can lay 4.5 with Kansas City right now. And now you got a divisional matchup. Chargers just finding ways, as you put it. And Harbaugh said it's one of the greatest moments of his life. It rivals his wedding, the birth of his children the other night. It's like the Chargers will find a way. And then are the Chiefs going to find a way? It's tough to believe that right now. So, of course, Chargers plus 4.5, that's a live dog.
Schwartz is saying it's over. It's over. And he's the biggest Chiefs homer there is. And he'll tell you.
Are
that.
You talking we're this ask year him or like this for year. A couple years?
Okay. No. Some of the fans, though, if you went on social media after that Chiefs loss, oh, we're just a bad organization. We can't handle adversity. I'm like, these people are insane. They've been to 7 straight AFC championships, played in 5 Super Bowls, won 3 Super Bowls. Do you know how tone deaf you sound as a Chiefs fan when you say that we got to fire Andy Reid or we got to move on from Mahomes? He doesn't have it anymore. How stupid can you be?
That did not.
People were sick. It happened all night on Sunday. All night.
My God. Idiots. Was Alex Gold?
We're just not a good organization anymore. I saw that all night.
That is crazy. That is crazy. Have you disconnected from reality? I know you forget how the other half lives a little bit, but come on, fire Andy Reid. I could see him retiring if it's going to be this iteration of the team is now over, but. And maybe you struggle for a year. Let's rework the offensive line. They had all those injuries this year. Like, come on. But they're completely done. You know it would be done if Reed were to retire and then they promote Matt Nagy because that's what Reed wants. That could be a problem. But I don't think they would want to make that mistake. That's a joke. That's a joke to even suggest any of that. And Mahomes is actually playing well. He just doesn't have any help. So, I mean, that's just a crazy, crazy reaction.
I know the idea.
Go ahead, Paul.
Real quick. I know the idea of Andy Reid retiring has been brought up multiple times. I just don't think that guy knows how to do, like, wants to do anything else. I don't see him retiring. Till the end, man. Like, football, it's always been, like, he might end up, look, it's not going to end in Kansas City right now, at least the way it ended in Philly. But, like, that thing went for over 10 years, and then it was a fresh start in Kansas City. They've had a lot more success in Kansas City. I just don't think Andy knows, like, how do I say this? It's been very clear for most of Andy's career that football is number 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
I'll put it like that.
Food might be 2.
And 3. He turned 68 in March.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Spring chicken. Hill Coach Toll, 75.
Not a spring chicken, from an dude. Account... This is from Chiefs Hive. It's a fan account, 13,000 followers. You know, pretty decent fan account. Quote, I'll say it now, fire Andy Reid. And if the next head coach doesn't make the playoffs with Mahomes, fire him too. If you don't make the playoffs with the most talented quarterback in NFL history, you've got to go.
No context. Like, let's not even bring up the entire offensive line is injured. We lost all our tackles. Like, it's insane. Kelsey's done.
And you've lost to some really good teams. You've lost, I mean, of their seven losses, crazy to think they have seven losses, 6-7. You lost to the Chargers, a healthy Eagles team, Jacksonville, because your talented quarterback threw a 99-yard pick six, at the Bills, at the Broncos, at the Cowboys in the shootout with Dak, and against the Texans. There aren't really any bad losses there. Maybe the Dallas lost, but aside from that, you've lost.
That's a brutal schedule. It's a brutal schedule. There's a lot of teams that don't even play half that as far as quality opponents.
Right? The Patriots could never this year. The Bears could never this year. The Bears would be like 4-10 with that schedule.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. It is a brutal schedule, and it was a stretch that was compacted where, okay, you need wins now, and oh boy, look at the next month. And they're losing those games. All those one-score games they were winning over the last few years, they're losing them. One thing goes wrong. Wow. Just don't know how to react. That's hilarious to me. Clinching spots in the playoffs. Denver, if they win, they officially clinch a spot. If New England beats Buffalo, they clinch the division where we've reached that point in the schedule. Same thing with the Rams if they end up winning, where a lot of teams week by week, even though there's a month of football left, that a lot of these games are going to be clinching scenarios, Sam.
Let's see. I was just thinking about this. If Denver has already clinched, say Denver's got the one or the two, and you play Kansas City in week 17, you're playing all your starters, right? You have to.
Denver is?
Yeah. If you have the chance to knock Kansas City out, you got to play everybody.
In week 17, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Week 18 is the question. If there was a matchup there, would you play all of your starters if you have nothing to play for? But week 17, 100%, you have to. Even if it's – what if it's at that point like 3%? I still think you play – but your starters just to do that.
You got to keep them out. You got to keep that team out. Go for the kill.
Yep. Have to. Increases your chances of winning the Super Bowl. Just think of it that way. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweat, still the top of the hour right here on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.